The SAB's Nzele Kabili share scheme went live on the 28th of May, nearly 2 weeks ago, and has been an outstanding success with the share trading at 180 Rand recently. Many listeners and readers of MoneyWeb want to know if they can acquire these shares, and of course the answer is yes. But by way of background, SAB's Nzele Kabili replaces the previous Black Empowerment Share Scheme, which was called SAB's Nzele. And that created nearly 10 billion rands worth in value for shareholders over a 10-year period. Joining us to explain what the new scheme is all about and how to acquire the shares, and just as importantly, who qualifies, is Duncan Pask, Company Secretary for SA Breweries. Hi Duncan, the SAB's Nzele Kabili Share Scheme was listed on the JSE on the 28th of May, and now that's almost 2 weeks ago. This is the replacement scheme to the hugely successful SAB's Nzele Share Scheme. How's it going so far?
Hi Kieran, we've seen fantastic demand from the public to be part of the scheme. We've also seen our retailer customers, our bottle store owners, our taverners keen to get more shares rather than wanting to exit in the short term. And even though there's significant value for them on the table at the moment, if you're an existing shareholder, you know, they entered that SAB's Nzele Kabili listing at 40 Rand. 10 days later, that's at 180 Rand. So they are sticking with us. We're glad about. We're obviously wanting to make as much access to the scheme as practically possible. At the moment, 180 Rand is giving us a total market value of 7.2 billion Rand, which is quite high. Seeing that SAB's Nzele Kabili only holds 5.4 billion rand of AB InBev shares and then has preference share debt of 2.9 billion, giving us a net asset value of closer to 2.5 billion. So 3x NAV is a generous market value. Simply put, you know, 180 rand is going to require a fair amount of beer sales to make that price a reality. But if you don't like the price today and you don't want to buy at 180 rand, wait a week. It may come down, it may go up, who knows. But we're very aware that we've got a lot to live up to in terms of that price at the moment. We want to encourage as many people as possible to join SAB's Nzele Kabili, but join us for the long-term growth that we look to achieve rather than the short-term gains.
All right. So when you talk about long-term growth, what kind of time period are you talking about?
So ideally, you know, when we talk to our employees that are part of the scheme or our retailer customers as part of the scheme, we like to say that a scheme of this sort of nature to generate real value is between 5 to 10 years. You know, that's a real opportunity for the AB InBev share price to appreciate in value through the performance of the company and selling beer globally, and a chance to declare dividends biannually to reduce the debt that sits in the entity, and through those mechanisms create real value in SAB's Nzele Kabili over time. So we're looking for people to join us over that sort of period. You know, you put your money in and then you leave it for 10 years and you look at what it creates. That's the almost 10 billion in value we create. SAB's Nzele didn't happen overnight. It happened over 10 years. And that sort of investment outlook and the sort of shareholder partners we're looking to bring into SAB's Nzele Kabili. For example, our employees are locked in for 5 years. They'll only be able to trade their first tranche of shares in SAB's Nzele Kabili on the 1st of June 2026, because we want them to stay in it for the long term.
All right. Last week, you announced that the scheme is now available to trade on the Easy Equity Share Trading Platform. And that's being the first broad-based black economic empowerment scheme available on the platform. What was involved in getting this agreement together with Easy Equities, and why did you do it?
We're very proud to be the first BE scheme to be available on Easy Equities. It's really about accessibility for the public, giving everyone access to buy shares. SAB's Nzele Kabili wasn't an IPO, so you didn't apply for participation. You had to have a brokerage account or existing share trading platform to buy shares in the open market. And we understand that those channels are sometimes difficult to access for most people. And we saw Easy Equities is a great opportunity to level the playing fields in terms of access. And practically, SAB's Nzele Kabili is a BE scheme, and therefore there are a few additional hurdles to gain access to trade the shares. The most important one being that you have to confirm your race through the submission of an affidavit. The key engagement with Easy Equities was to ensure we made it as simple as possible to give access, but still meeting the legal requirements for our listing compliance.
Okay, now, how do people who want to start trading in SABs and Zeli Kabili shares via the Easy Equities platform get started? What's the process?
The first step would be to download the Easy Equities app available on the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. There are simple steps then to follow to open an account. I would encourage people to follow at Easy Equities on Twitter. They've got some fantastic step-by-step guides for you to get a clear understanding of exactly what you need to open an account. Once you've opened an Easy Equities account, they will still have to verify you through the submission of a standardized affidavit and a certified copy of your ID.
All right, so just to be clear, this is a Black Economic Empowerment Scheme, so you are going to have to verify by way of affidavit your race, and that means you're going to have to supply an affidavit and upload it to Easy Equities. Is that correct?
100%, Kieran. So that's the same process whether you're accessing it through a share trading platform, through your bank, through our nominee service at Computershare, or through Easy Equities. It's a JSE requirement that if we list on the VE segment of the JSE, that we verify all persons that then trade in our shares before they are given access. So you only have to do it at the get-go. So once your account is ticked that you are indeed a qualifying person in terms of the Broad-Based Black Economic Empowerment Act, then, you know, it's up to you to fund your account and get trading today. So, you know, there's a bit of legwork involved at the front end, but once you've cleared that hurdle, you are free to trade in the shares through any means available, and Easy Equities is a great way to do that.
All right. A number of MoneyWeb readers also wrote to us, and we sent them the link to Computershare, which is another way that people can sign up for these shares. And I believe that is working as well, although there is a delay, just to inform people that there could be a little bit of a backlog. There's a hell of a queue, hell of a demand for these shares. So they should expect to wait a few days before they get a reply. Is that also correct?
100%. Computershare is running as fast as they can through as many applications as they can at this time. I would encourage you, if you haven't heard back from them in 48 hours, to give them a call on 0861-100-937 to see how your application's going. But they are churning through those as quickly as practically possible. And if you need assistance in completing those applications and getting those completed, they've also got a walk-in center in Rosebank that you can go visit them.
Okay, so just one time more, where can people find out more information about Easy Equities, which is what we're talking about today?
So they can follow us on SA Breweries on Facebook and Twitter. We're posting constantly around channels of access, including Easy Equities and the Easy Step Guides. Otherwise, they can go and download the Easy Equities app, or I would encourage them to follow at Easy Equities on Twitter. They've got some fantastic video guides on how to be part of SABs and Zeli Kabili.
Great, Duncan Pask. Thanks very much for that. That was Duncan Pask, who is Company Secretary at South African Breweries.